Hi, here we are at the Module 5 Action Tasks. Now, Module 5 was a pretty big module. There was a huge amount of content and a lot of concepts that we covered, from social media to keywords to book reviews, just a whole raft of stuff. And obviously, you know, I've dumped all this on you at once, but in reality, you're not going to be doing all of this stuff in a compressed period of time like a week. Some of this takes quite a while to develop, so keep that in mind. It's really important for you to not pressure yourself about getting this stuff done. You know, you're going to do a much better job if you take your time and really sink into it and understand the concepts and then go ahead and move forward. For instance, with press releases, if you start reading a few press releases before it's time for you to have to write your own press release, and then you go through that tutorial, you rough it out, you know, give yourself the time to do it properly. You're really going to get a much better result. So what are the action tasks for this module? Well, the first action task is about keywords. Now, keywords, I think you can see from the second keyword lesson that's included on the in this module, Keywords 2, where we complete the picture of how keywords work and how it works in conjunction with your own content and your own books or other products or services. Now, obviously, keywords are a really big part of learning to market stuff online. It has to do with search and bringing people to your blog or website. So that's really going to repay you no matter how much time I think you put in, if whatever time you have available, to look at the keywords for your niche or your category of what you're writing about. You know, the more research you do, the better off you're going to be. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've written over 800 blog posts, and I still stop and do keyword research frequently before I post one. I wrote an article this week and I stopped and I went over to that same Google AdWords external keyword tool and did a little bit of research for 5 or 10 minutes before I finished that article, because I know it's going to pay off. So this is something, just kind of weave it into your regular routine and start getting used to thinking about keywords, noticing keywords, and exploring and researching keywords. Now, the second thing I've got for you on your action tasks is to plan out your marketing. And there are a lot of traditional marketing plans you can take a look at. I don't really use them because most of them are oriented to marketing for books that are going to be produced by traditional publishers. You know, there's no big mystery about a marketing plan. You know, what you want to look at is all the stuff we've talked about throughout this whole module. Your platform, what's going to support your marketing efforts, finding where your readers are, learning what they want to buy, learning what their price points are, learning of the kind of books that are succeeding now, and those are your comparable books, and then thinking about how you can plan out a launch that's going to work for you and for your book. I mean, that's really all the marketing plan is. So what I've done is included a link to a lengthy article that Bill Quain wrote for my blog some time ago, where he walks you through the whole process of how to do that. It's a really great article, and you'll gain a tremendous amount of information and understanding of the marketing process just by reading through it. So I highly recommend you do that. Now, your third task is going the other way. It's to really brainstorm the whole idea that we talked about in the lesson about tie-ins, promotional tie-ins, and corporate tie-ins, because many people have books that really it could be doing this with. The fact of the matter is that most self-publishers just outside their way of thinking about what a book is, but a book can be a product, it can be a calling card, it can be an advertisement. It could be a premium, something that people give away. So it's not just one thing. Here's a book, you have to buy it, read it, that's the end of it. No, it's valuable content. What you have created in your manuscript is really valuable content, and binding it into a book is not the end of the story. And that's what I've been trying to get across throughout a lot of this marketing module. So just sitting down and brainstorming that, are you going to come up with a deal where some corporation is going to order 10,000 of your books? Hey, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. But going through that process of doing the brainstorming, I've got that exercise for you in your downloads, is going to show you things that you might not even know about your own book. So that's a really good one. And then your last action task in the action task modules is signups. And that's for Harrow. That's the, if you remember that, help a reporter out and get on John Kramer's mail list. Because John Kramer is a really unique resource as far as book marketing is concerned. I mean, many, many, many years ago, more years than I'm going to tell you about, you know, the first book I ever bought on self-publishing was the Self-Publishing Manual by Dan Pointer, and I used that as a guide to help me publish my first book, even though I was in the publishing business at the time. The second book I bought was John Kramer's book about how to market your book. And it's still on sale, it's still very relevant, and he's got just a ton of resources. When you start thinking about marketing, you need lists of editors or radio stations or stuff like that. You're gonna get a real handle on that from John. Now, here's my fifth action task, and it's not in your downloads. My fifth action task for you is don't stop. That's right. Marketing just goes on and on. You know, once you get into the marketing mindset, like I talked about in that video, you start to see that there are opportunities all around you. You never really have to stop marketing. Never have to start looking for those opportunities to influence people with your book. And you never have to stop looking for ways in which you could extend what you're doing. Like it might be book two. It might be a workbook that goes along with the book. It might be a whole series of books. It might be a workshop that you develop from the material in your book. It might be a series of presentations you can give that are connected to your book. The whole idea here is that you have started something really amazing. You've now been through all five core modules of the self-publishing roadmap. This is the biggest and most extensive course on self-publishing anywhere in the world. So I really want you to take a deep breath and give yourself a high five, pat yourself on the back, go have a glass of wine, whatever it is that you do to congratulate yourself for getting through this course to this point. You have completed the core training in the roadmap, and you may not need all this information now, but it could come up in the future. For instance, some of those opportunities, you know, may come. For instance, you might publish a print-on-demand book and it really takes off, and then you're going to say, well, geez, Joel said, this is when I should start thinking about offset printing. And then you'll go back into the module. You'll have all that material you need to understand offset printing and how it works. And you're just going to be able to grab it. So don't stop marketing and don't stop writing. You know, get people to take care of the technical stuff. Just keep writing and marketing, and you're going to have the foundation of a fantastic career or a business or a hobby, whatever it is you want it to be. So thanks for sticking with it all the way through the end. I can't tell you how happy and excited I am for you. I'd love to hear about what you do with this information. I love doing case studies with people. And so let me hear from you. Stay in touch. You've got lifetime access. You can always drop me a note or a comment on the in the site, and you know I'm going to get it. So again, congratulations, and go get them.